Now, I did promise you earlier in the morning that we would be speaking with Avril Kent, and Avril is from Quota, and we will be talking about the International Women's Day breakfast. Good morning, Avril.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Thank you very much for having another little chat with us to just remind people about this wonderful event. But hey, I think you're sold out, are you?
We are.
Oh,
we
well have, done. Well done.
Yeah, we have sold out this year, which is really fantastic.
Yes.
We have 170 people coming this year, which is great. And makes it very comfortable in the room. Any more than that, it's a bit squishy.
A bit tight, so, yeah. We don't want that. We don't want that at all.
Absolutely. And it's so wonderful to be so well supported by the general public.
Absolutely.
Yes, they have been wonderful. But the best is that we have had tremendous support from all of the schools in the area, all the seniors and junior and primary schools as well.
Lovely.
So from my point of view, that's really very good.
Avril, now, because we've got these beautiful young women from the schools coming along, what are some of the little things that Quota will be imparting to them? Because it's a great opportunity, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we try to make sure that there's a member of our club sitting close to or on the tables with the young people, so that if they want to know anything about the volunteering that we do, we can tell them. But the speaker that we have this year, Jessica Balfour Ogilvie, will be very interesting for these young people to listen to, because she has fantastic experience with the Hear and Say Centre.
Of course.
Which is a wonderful place.
Yes.
In Queensland. We're very lucky to have Dimity running that for us here.
Yes.
So they will get lots from that. We will also be telling the young people once again this year about our Quokka reading program, although most of the primary school children will know about that already because we have been to their schools, which is very pleasing.
Yeah. And Avril, you know, take my hat off to you over there at Quota, because if we can have beautiful young women coming to these sorts of functions, it just gives them a different perspective, doesn't it?
It does. And I have to tell you, we also have young men coming too.
Lovely. Better.
Yes, most of the schools are bringing young gentlemen too.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
This is really good.
You have a great day. We'll be certainly thinking of you. And, you know, that the money that you've raised for this breakfast will go to very good causes. And overall,
it will help some people on the community, on the peninsula with the hearing and speech in some way, some form or another.
Wonderful. Well done, and congratulations to everybody concerned. Have a beautiful day, and have on the 8th of March a beautiful International Women's Day, Avril.
Yes, I would like to wish every female in the country a really happy International Women's Day. Make it very special for yourself.
We will so do that, and for our partners, Avril, because we need to look after them as well, so that will make it good for everyone.
It will. That's probably a way of making it a very special day.
It is. Avril, thank you very much. I'll look forward to catching up with you again in the not-too-distant future, hey?
Yes. Rosemary, yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There you go, guys. The Quota Club have filled their International Women's Breakfast quota, and from Quota Club over there, so if you're going along, make sure you certainly enjoy that, because there are quite a few things happening for that International Women's Day.